Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Representative Greg Hartzell as he talks about the new voter ID bill. Speaking with Representative Greg Hartzell, well, Greg, last week, a very busy week. You had the policy funnel date. This week, it doesn't seem like it slowed down. So take Marion County residents through this week, what you've all had go down and basically at the Capitol and what they can expect moving forward.
Sure. Well, thank you, Nathan, for having me on. Yes, this jumped out of the frying pan into the fire, it seems, with the funnel date passing. We had a lot of big policy bills that were debated on the floor this past week, first of which was dealing with the expansion of Second Amendment rights, with updates to the current carry permit process, renewal process, ensures that parents have the ability to train their children in firearm safety without being prosecuted, protects the confidentiality of carry permit holders, make sure that the government cannot curtail Second Amendment rights in a state of emergency, outlaws straw purchases of firearms, clarifies the justifiable use of reasonable, including deadly force, and clarifies that there's no duty to retreat in that situation where someone is feeling threatened, where they feel like their life is threatened. Also asserts and reasserts the preemption of the state laws regarding the legal carry, just to name a few. That was the Second Amendment bill. Then there was the Election Integrity and Modernization Bill, which just provides Iowans with more assurance that our system is fair, clean, and ensures that eligible voters aren't disenfranchised. And it creates a voter verification process that makes it easier to vote, harder to cheat, and makes sure that no one is turned away. It's bringing our system of elections up to the 21st century with a new e-poll book system in order to streamline the voting process, make it hopefully easier to manage at your local precinct. We also had an issue dealing with local governments, the preemption of local governments, and making sure that we have some statewide uniformity with regards to employment, with regards to labor standards and other commerce standards such as consumer merchandise containers for that. I mean, we're trying to make the ideas we talk about trying to grow jobs in our state. And so this is one of those regulatory reforms where we're trying to create uniformity across the state so that we are a business-friendly state and we're a state that businesses want to come here and also expand here. And so that's the purpose behind that one as well. So that's a 50,000-foot view of just the last week in the legislature.
Well, Greg, going back on voter ID, that's one of those controversial topics people have been talking about this past week, kind of a lot of debate about it. One thing I want to ask is, what do you have to say to those opponents that say that this new voter ID law is a way of voter suppression?
Well, I think those critiques are unfounded. And in fact, this bill gives voters five different opportunities to produce an ID, a valid ID that would expedite authentication of who they are and making sure that who they are. First of all, a driver's license or a non-operator ID, a passport, a military ID, or a veteran's ID. Those are all acceptable, would be acceptable at the polling location. If those cannot be produced, and which my understanding is roughly 95% of the voting populace in Iowa has one of those forms of ID, so that's a large percentage of the voting population. But if one of those cannot be produced, then there's a provision in this bill that allows for a combination of other forms of identification that would also validate the voter in that situation. I think it's a combination of four other types of identification. If in the event that cannot be produced, there is a situation where the person will be given a provisional ballot. So no one will be turned away from the polls if they are not able to verify who they say they are. They'll still be given an opportunity to vote. But the other thing is too is that there this is being criticized is people who do not currently have, if they're one of that small percentage of islands that do not have any of these forms of identification to authenticate who they say they are, this bill would provide a free identification, voter identification card, so that they can do that when they go to the polling place.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.